Ka he ana o makua nā la a holoholona nā kupuna me kaua kaukeia. Ko kua kaua, malama puu vai hamama mana o hamama. Mahalo nui loa ka aloha palena ole mene mene palena ole. Mahalo nui loa kako, ea mama.
Aloha you beautiful people out there. Welcome to today's episode of I Am Aloha. It's the second one on, no, well, it's the third episode, but it's the second principle we're going to talk about today, which is kala. Kala means, it's sort of, you can interpret it in different kinds of ways. On one hand, it can mean freedom, it can mean letting go, and it can mean there are no boundaries. And there are no limits. And that's basically what I'd like to talk to you about those no limits, right? Because of course you're gonna say, how am I gonna be without limits? I mean, that's like a little bit hard to say, because in our lives there are always circumstances that are limiting us in some kind of way. I mean, it's not in a bad way, because sometimes it's just, I mean, if you have family and you have to take care of them, that could be like children, or it could be a parent that maybe might be sick or something, and you have to take care of them, and that might limit you as to the things you'd like to do. But the idea of thinking of there are no limits is basically, if you imagine, if you think about it, remember that last time we spoke about Ike, the world is what you think. So if you think something is giving you a limit, then that will happen. But you can also see everything out of a good situation. Yeah, either it's your job that helps you grow, or let's take the example of you having to take care of a family member, one or the other way. So on one hand, you can see it as a challenge, where you might find out that there's something that you can do, a talent that you have, a hidden talent that you didn't have before, that you find out through that experience. Or maybe sometimes it's also to grow your as a person, that because you help very many people, sometimes it's just growing to find out, hey, to admit to yourself, actually I can't take care of this person right now. And by admitting that, finding for yourself a solution that allows you to be or do whatever you want to do, and taking care of the person that you have to take care of, for example, right? Meaning that, for example, you find a place for that person that works for both of you, or that you find someone else that helps you to take care of that person. Whatever that can be, I'm trying to just teach you that, or tell you that there can be different kinds of ways of looking at a situation and seeing it as a challenge that helps you. But if you put it down right at front and say, oh my God, this is limiting me, I can't really, you know, I can't grow here, or I can't do this and that. Doing that, that's not always something bad. It's just, like I said, it's something that you might want to look into. Because sometimes those situations, even though they feel like they're limiting us, maybe there's a potential of growth. To me, I have to say, I have put three different kinds of emotions that can hold us back, that can be limiting to ourselves. And that would be anger and pain in some kind of way. And of course, fear. Although for me, most of the time, behind an anger or behind a pain, there's also a hidden fear somewhere. But that's just me trying to give a name to something that I've realized for myself. But it can be completely different for you. Don't let yourself limit in any kind of way about whatever I say. I'm just trying to tell you about some experiences. I am also only limited by the language we're using to express whatever needs to be expressed. So please don't forgive me for those parts. So try just to feel for yourself, and don't let anything of the words limit you in any kind of way. maybe just see it like I said, like an inspiration to maybe find some other things. So to tell you about this example that can limit us, other than just the words like I just said, but also an emotion that can limit us, it's, for example, I'd like to give you the example of my fear of the ocean. When I was little, I actually loved swimming. I was so good in swimming. I won a couple of things at school with the swimming, and I was really good at it. But after a while, somehow, a fear started to crawl in. A fear, at first it was just a fear of the ocean, and then somehow of open waters. Like if I would go to a swimming pool somewhere, that would be fine. But if I would go into the ocean, it would start to become panicky. And it got worse and worse over time. The older I got, the worse it got. So at first I was ignoring that fear because it wasn't necessary. Where I live, there is no ocean nearby. I mean, we do have a river and a couple of lakes, and those are awesome, but I would never go in. And I never minded not going in. I didn't feel limited by it. But then I started to realize something happened in my with my family, and my cousins wanted to go diving, and I felt like I want to do that. I want to have something that I can share with my cousins. So I'm going to go and learn diving. And that was very interesting because, of course, through that my fear came out really strong. But I didn't want to have the fear. I didn't want the fear to be taking over my life in that part of way. So I started to work on myself for it. I even started to learn surfing because I thought I want to learn how to do a sport in the water so that I can overcome this fear. Of course, it was so and so. There were days where I could go in and days where I couldn't go in the water, I mean. So I really went into my own process of working on that fear until I finally managed to get rid of it completely. If you see me now close to a body of water, you're probably gonna see me in the water. Because nowadays for me, the water is very, very important. The ocean is one of my favorite friends. For me, that's family. When I go into the water, I'm going into an energy that belongs to my family. For me, that's where I belong. And it's amazing the freedom that I got just by doing that, by overcoming that fear. I've learned a lot more about the ocean, about the rivers, about the lakes. I'm allowed to go diving and I see this wonderful world underwater. Well, I'm not that good at surfing, but I try. And those are a couple of things that I do that I have the freedom now of doing. And that was overcoming something and overcoming a limitation that I had. So that's what I want to try to tell. What I'm trying to tell you is that this principle teaches us not to have fears. In the meaning that, hey, you're allowed to have a fear, but don't let it hold you back. Don't let it limit you. Whatever gives you the feeling that you can't do something, you know, like I like to say always, whenever I feel like I can't do something, I find out, is it something that I'd like to know, but I'm afraid of, or feel, you know, like, or have another emotion that's holding me back to do it, or is it that it's just not meant for me? I mean, if I don't want to. Because sometimes there are things I just don't want to, and then I just accept it for myself. Yeah, I really don't want to. And that's fine. It's okay to not want something, right? But if I find out, like similar to the water topic, for example, that was something that actually in the background I did want. I was just afraid. So, I have this fear that's blocking that part. So I start working on that. That's one of the ways of seeing this with a deeper level of emotions involved. Now, sometimes we just have that with our words and with our thoughts. I'm going to give you the example. If someone thinks they're not worth something, or they're not good enough, because sometimes, I mean, this typical one when I say, hey, you can't do that. Sometimes those patterns that we have are from the outside are from our relatives or from those people surrounding us when we were growing up. Because we learn to judge certain things. So we judge to the outside, we judge to ourselves, we overjudge ourselves. And that means, like, when we were little, you probably had a moment where someone told you, hey, you can't do that. That's not appropriate. Or you can't do this and that. I remember there was one thing that was told to me, like, hey, you can't be singing in the supermarket or dancing in the supermarket. I remember there was a song running in that supermarket, and I thought it was awesome to hear that song, and I was just like really grooving it into that song. And I remember my mom and my sister going like, really? Like, I don't know you. This is, you know, this is embarrassing. And why is that embarrassing? If you feel like doing it, just do it. And who cares what the other ones say? They are just limiting you with that thought. On the other hand, I have to admit that before that, whenever I would see someone dancing very weird, I would go like, oh my God, you're dancing weird. You know, like, I mean, not telling it to the person directly because I didn't want to affect someone's emotions, but thinking to myself, oh my God, this person is dancing really weird. But that's sad, because I was limiting that person to this weird dancing, and I was limiting myself because I wouldn't allow myself to dance freely however I wanted. I always thought, oh, you're dancing salsa, so you have to dance salsa. If you're dancing hip-hop, you have to dance hip-hop, you know, like that. And that was horrible, because I was limiting that person, I was limiting myself, I was limiting everything. But once I got rid of that, and now I'm going to tell you how I got rid of that, because I was thinking, how do I stop judging other people? And then I decided to just switch my thoughts. Whenever I saw someone dancing weird, I would say to myself, instead of saying, oh my God, that person is dancing weird, I would say to myself, wow, that person is very courageous. That person is awesome, because that person actually doesn't care what I think and just dances whatever that person wants to dance. They're just dancing to whatever their heart says. And that was amazing, because at first, of course, I had to switch the thoughts. After a while, I didn't have to switch the thoughts anymore, because they just came out like that. Whenever I would see something, and that's how it is now, when I see someone dancing from the heart, no matter if it goes with the music or not or whatever, if they're just dancing awesomely, that's awesome. And if they're dancing in the supermarket, that's awesome too. Just dance whenever it feels like it. Dancing and singing, those are things that are so amazingly beautiful ways of ourselves to express our emotions and to be creative. So why should I limit it? Everyone has their own sounds, their own voices, their own music, and their own words. And just because they don't fit for my thing doesn't mean they're not good. So why should I judge anything? So I leave that into freedom, and I give that freedom to that. And by doing it for others, I do it for myself too, because now I give myself the freedom to dance in a supermarket or at the metro, wherever I just feel like it. So I'm taking that limit out of there. And it's the same thing when someone tells me, you can't do that, you can't, you know, why can't I do something? Why am I limiting myself? And now I'm not just saying, because as a child, you probably learn from the others, but now you're grown up and now you can change for yourself. And if you feel that you have a thought pattern that is limiting yourself or your surroundings, you can change it. You can switch it. Just practice it. And that would be like a nice exercise, if you would like, for the next week, to just be aware of yourself. Just watch out for yourself in the next couple of days. And just watch your thoughts. You don't have to change them right away, but just watch yourself and see if something in there may be limiting you. You know, if maybe are you thinking that you can't, if you can't do something, for example. I mean, I'm just repeating that I can't do something, because that's like the most common way of limiting yourself. But there's probably other ways of limiting yourself You know, like, I'm not worth it. I can't do something. Or whatever, you know, you just be creative. You're going to find out. Just watch yourself. Just be mindful with yourself. And you will see and you will get a feeling of it. And you will get a feeling of what's not doing you any good. And that's basically, that's basically kala. Find out where your limits are and erase them, because there are no limits. There are only the limits that you set yourself. And once you set yourself free, you're going to see the freedom that comes with it is so amazingly beautiful. I mean, those of you who don't have a fear of the ocean, you guys know how wonderful it is down there. And I didn't have that freedom before. Now ask yourself, what kind of fears do you have and how can you overcome those? Because they limit you. And maybe if it's your biggest fear, there will be another world that opens up to you that's so beautiful. So in this way, I hope I was able to give you a couple of beautiful new inspirations for the coming week. I'm looking forward to listening, hearing, talking to you next week again. Until then, a deeply, deeply aloha mahalo from deep of my heart to your heart for listening in. And ahui ho. See you next time. Bye bye.
Thanks a lot for tuning in again. I hope you were able to have some good takeaways for yourself. Please don't forget to subscribe to my podcast, and if you'd like to receive some information about actual energies and more inspirational information, sign up to my newsletter. You can find the link on my website, www.iamaloha.de. I am looking forward to talk to you again next time, and until then, aloha mahalo, e ho'omaika'i kakou, e ahui ho'.